The reformist government in Croatia is facing the most serious challenge of its 18 months in power. The crisis is over the government's decision to cooperate with the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. Over the weekend, four cabinet ministers resigned. A vote of no confidence in the government is scheduled to be held later this month. Reporter Ray Furlong is in Belgrade. How did this decision to cooperate with the War Crimes Tribunal come about?
Well, what actually happened was that the War Crime Tribunal's chief prosecutor, Carlo Del Ponte, visited Zagreb on Friday and had meetings with the top Croatian leadership. And then on Saturday, they had a crisis meeting of the cabinet, which actually dragged on for 10 hours, and there were frequent interruptions and consultations, and behind the deal, behind the closed doors, wheelings and dealings. And eventually the decision was made that Croatia would cooperate and would hand over these suspected war criminals. But as you say, four ministers in the cabinet disagreed with that and pulled out of the cabinet as a result.
Is there much popular support inside Croatia for this decision?
I would say public opinion is quite mixed. There is a strong body of opinion led by the very vocal War Veterans Association, which says that Croatia was fighting a heroic war of independence and has nothing to answer for in The Hague. On the other hand, there is also a segment of society which understands that atrocities did take place in that war and that the people who did those atrocities must face justice. There's also a pragmatic understanding that unless Croatia cooperates with The Hague, it's not going to get any international aid, which it desperately needs. And also its hopes of one day joining the European Union will also go up in smoke.
How many suspects are there and what did they do?
There are two suspects. They've not been named, and so therefore we can only speculate as to who they are. It's generally agreed in the local media that they are two former Croatian army generals who commanded during the war, and one of them allegedly was involved in the killings of dozens of ethnic Serbs in 1993, and another one was a key commander in 1995 when the Croatian armed forces launched an offensive which defeated the rebel ethnic Serbs in Croatia and led to a mass exodus of ethnic Serbs from Croatia.
Any link between the decision to cooperate with the tribunal and Yugoslavia's decision to surrender Slobodan Milosevic?
I think there is, yes. I think after the appearance of Mr. Milosevic in The Hague, it became untenable for Croatia to go on resisting pressure to hand over suspects and to cooperate with the international tribunal. I think the presence of Mr. Milosevic in The Hague sent out a clear message that the international community is now going to pull out all the stops to get people handed over. And really, it's going to get its own way because it's clearly linking these things now to things like economic aid.
So how serious is the crisis in Zagreb? Is the Croatian government in danger of collapsing?
Well, there is a risk of that. The feeling is that the Croatian government will reform and will gain enough support to squeeze through a confidence vote in Parliament later this month. What they're more concerned about is that there's going to be large-scale demonstrations held by war veterans to protest against this decision, and this comes at the height of the tourist season, which is crucial for Croatia's economy. And the Prime Minister, Ivica Račan, has said he will deploy police to break up demonstrations, roadblocks, and so on. So Croatia could be in for a very hot summer indeed.
Reporter Ray Furlong in Belgrade.